This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We got, I think that's so appropriate that Wade brought in popcorn.
Yeah.
Because he knew we needed snacks for this episode. Like, he's on it. He is sharp as a tack. Clearly, he hasn't smoked nearly as much weed as you, Russ, or myself. And Rich doesn't admit it, but I know he's got like a 12-foot bong in the back of the house. So when Olivia goes to bed, he's like, oh, yeah. All right, so Steve Olscher, Mary Goulet, Rich Ote.
I'm and, so frightened to be here.
You should be so frightened as we're reinventing
the three
cannabis.
Of you guys?
Oh, my gosh. And why we didn't like celebrate appropriately before we kicked on here is another story. But we'll just have to do a follow-up episode because, frankly, we probably won't remember this one anyway.
Yeah, that's
good. And we got Mr. Rusty Nails himself. Now, do you actually go by your phone? Like, do we say your phone?
I don't care. I really don't care anymore either. It's Facebook wouldn't let me use Rusty Nails anymore because I have too many friends. I started liking people. I just say, yeah, I like you. And then all of a sudden, who the hell is that? And then they start complaining about my little thing. Well, I'm unfriending you.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Popcorn.
A little shrapnel. Popcorn.
Oh, wait, I have a...
Got the cough.
The cough switch didn't work at all.
The cough
switch. Not at all. That cough switch isn't hooked up to anything.
Here's
man.
A perfect combination. Cough switch and popcorn.
The cough switch doesn't work. Oh, man. All right. So we're reinventing cannabis today. And I have to ask the very first question because, frankly, if I'm confused about this, no one cares. But I think there are other people who probably are confused about this, and they should at least get the benefit of the answer and the education and understanding exactly what's what. So before we go terribly far down the path, what is the difference between cannabis and hemp and marijuana?
Well, cannabis is the overall umbrella. The cannabis sativa, more of an outdoor plant, much taller. You're going to get more of the products that hemp is utilizing. Hemp is the rope and the fiber made from a stronger outdoor plant, the sativa again.
Can you smoke hemp?
You can – well – technically, it falls in the gut. That's more of the flowers of the sativa, or the indica is another type. That's more of an indoor. It's a shorter one. Doesn't yield as much fiber, if you will.
And sativa is the one you take when you want the up, and the indica is the one when you want to go to bed? Is that?
Yeah, a little bit more. The sativa will get you will stimulate your creativity, where an indica will keep you – and watch this – in the couch.
That's perfect for me. Now I get it.
Right.
Okay, so
you don't want to be creative?
It's a body high. Well,
not when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Right, right. Because if your mind starts racing before you go to bed, you tend to not be able to sleep. And it stimulates those receptors in your body. You've all got, I think it's 18 receptors in our bodies that that take the cannabinoids or cannabinoid oils and whatever they're called, but your body produces them. The ectocannabinoids. Mm-hmm. And that's why when instead of going into shock, your body goes to those receptors and calms it down. So you don't have that
epilepsy.
Epilepsy, yeah.
Yeah, epileptic shock.
When you have those epileptic seizures.
We all saw you shaking in here.
Yeah,
going,
I need a joint right now, man. But the receptors in your body pick up what you normally produce. If you don't produce enough in your body to stop that, you have that seizure. Well, if you have the oil that's dialed in that has, you know, there's over 100 different oils within these plants. And the mixture of certain oils do certain things.
PTSD. Because of the different strains of the different plants? Or because, are you saying one plant has that many different strains of oil?
One plant has that many different strains.
Really?
Some higher than others. Wow. We started smoking pot back when, you know, you'd buy four fingers and it had seeds. Good luck finding a seed in your weed now. And you can sell it for like $100.
I miss those good, like the good old days where you buy like a dime bag.
Yeah.
And like a nickel of it would be like seeds and stems.
No,
it's like, what happened to the good old days, man? Where you had to actually, like, you had to do work.
Yeah, I know.
If you wanted to smoke, you actually had to do, like, some work.
You had to get the album cover out and break up the seeds and just a stem.
So by the time you rolled that fucker, you were definitely hungry at that point.
And if you missed one, it exploded, your shirt got ruined, you got to go back to the prom, you don't know how it's going to get out. So there, nowadays, the plants, man, because there is some legitimacy to it, more legitimate doctors, research facilities, and other people are looking into the quality. Boy, in Israel, they're just doing shitloads of research into
go Jews.
Yeah, go Jews. That and water and everything over there. I think it was a combination. They got thirsty after experimenting with pot and went, God, we need some water. Give me some water, would you? So anyway, the oil combinations, the CBD and CBG and THC levels, and that's just three parts of this plant. But those elements come into play. A CBD would give you more of a body high, and it doesn't. It won't react unless there's a little THC in there. They kind of work with each other. But to ship things over state lines, you can't have too much THC, and that's the thing that triggers your head. TH triggers your head. Think of that. So the THC is the type of pot, the sativa or the more creative side of it. And most plants come out about 60% THC and maybe 40%. CBD or CBG.
So if you want a really good high, do you want a higher THC level? It
depends what you want. That's why you have medical facilities or distribution shops. You go in there, you go, look, I'm not sleeping as deeply as I'd like. Well, puff this, my brother.
Yeah.
And any of these places treat it like a Costco where you could sample the little...
See, that's what we need right there.
Here, puff on this one for a
little. Well, that's the nice part about, like, in Colorado or Washington or Oregon, you can go in and, hey, I don't have anything wrong.
That is such a trip because have you been to recreational yet, Rich?
No.
Oh, man. It's a trip, man. Like, literally, you walk in and you look over your shoulder and you're kind of, like, expecting, like, something to happen or whatnot.
Oh.
But, like, you walk in and it's, like, it is literally like Costco for weed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, anything and everything that you could possibly want. Give me one of those, one of those, one of those, one of those. And then you walk out the door. And
you go about your business. Yeah.
Kind of look around like, wait, where's the kind of camera? Where's this, that, and the other?
Right.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Just like going to Starbucks, except it's for weed.
And each type of weed, there are over 1,000 brands now. There's Girl Scout Cookie, and there's OG Kush, and there's, you know,
Actual brands, or are those strains, or how does that break down?
Those are actual...
Does someone own that strain?
Yes, yes.
Really?
And they're starting to get a patent on the oil mixtures. United Cannabis.
Smoking oil is really good if you haven't done that, by the way.
There is oil. And then there's the, different types.
Wait, so somebody owns OG Kush. Like, that is a property of someone. Is that what you're... Yes?
Yeah, now, I'm not sure if some of the
basics... Because, like, anybody could grow OG Kush.
Right. But
right?
then when
or
they mix
no.
an OG Kush with a Girl Scout cookie and they get Girl Scout Kush... No, I swear. So
OG girl.
OG girl.
So nobody wants an OG girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a new G girl, man.
That's a Billy Joel song, wasn't it? OG girl. Now I'm puffing on an OG. So any strain that then morphs from other strains, you get to have that.
So you can actually own that strain.
Yes.
Dude, that's what we got to do.
I know.
And I'm looking at Rich. Russ, I know you already have. Like, I can't even buy into Russ's program.
Now you've
got to
grow it and produce a consistent level of the THC, CBD, CBG. You've got to have all those elements each time you produce the plant.
That's where the science comes in, which kills me. It's like a lot of people think it's just kind of like this crazy, just, you know, free-for-all kind of thing.
No.
These are some really smart folks who are in this world, and they have but even more so now.
And check the, check the jockey, not the horse, because the horse is the cannabis industry. The CEOs and smart people that are getting on those businesses are the ones you want to look out for, because they know how to run a business, and this is now a legitimate business.
Yeah.
There's gold in that their plant.
Yeah, unlike Nick Leachy, who, evidently that's, who is that? Whose boyfriend was that? That's... it was the blonde, the big blonde with the boobies and the $500 billion company. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
so
that
he was
a mess.
He was like the Backstreet Boy or whatever he was, and he wanted to get into this thing. And they decided, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your background is. There is no way that we are giving the cannabis industry in Ohio to a former Backstreet Boy. I think that was just kind of the final determination.
That was a good
on
move.
That.
And the wellness centers that are springing up around the country utilizing the oils now, topical for, you know, arthritis, things like that. I'm meeting this weekend with Marvin Washington, former NFL star.
Are you going to the cannabis convention?
I'll be at the cannabis convention interviewing some of those guys.
There's a convention?
There is a whole – and not only is it a convention, it's like a real deal. Like, we're talking like – you know, Comic-Con was there like a week or two ago?
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, same space, yeah. All weed, all the time.
Second biggest, and it's not a bunch of people sitting around smoking, puffing, although that'll happen.
Yeah.
But it's the way they take these oils. Again, United Cannabis has a way of specifying what a doctor is treating you for and what your prescription is, and turns that into what type of pot you should go to the Betty shop and ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it balances out. Opioid deaths are down 25% in all the states that now legalize marijuana because they're taking them off of that.
Yeah. You know, if we had just given Prince and just given Michael Jackson, just given the other, like, if we had just given them the right strands, they would still be. So there you go right now. They might not sing nearly as well, but but they would have felt okay.
So, Russ, where do you see the money if for like an entrepreneurial minded person? And
Like if you want to get into the cannabis world
not
right now.
Not me, but I mean.
Like hypothetically, if you just closed, if you just closed a $2.3 million deal.
I would be the perfect person to do it because I don't sample the product.
Wow.
You don't get high on your
own. I won't.
So you wouldn't have to sit naked in the room, like, you know, see the girls making the meth and all that fun stuff. So you would not have to, like, you could be fully clothed and you'd be fine. Because
I don't even know what you're
talking
about. But anyway, it's like.
He's in your trim job.
You never want a gambler owning the casino.
Right.
Yeah, that's
but
very true.
That's you're still in your little box of the marijuana make me all silly and stony. the product you produce could affect a 7-year-old child that has these seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and no one's getting stoned. You don't blow smoke in the kid's face. It's an oil sublingual or whatever. They will get the benefit of the cannabis product. Without,
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, there are significant benefits.
What?
I'm sorry, did I come out?
No. Why did you say that to me?
No. You're fine.
I mean, there are significant benefits to it. We're gonna have to take a quick break here. You're gonna hear the music kick in.
What?
And, I know. Fortunately, you're in studio with us, so you will actually hear the music as opposed to being on the phone here. But you know, there are definite benefits, medicinal benefits to cannabis, to all the different strands, and the way that they're treating folks nowadays, and being able to use this as medicine and being. I mean, look, I figure if God grows it, we should be doing something with it that's positive. And so there we go. So we're finally coming around to some of that. All right, we are reinventing cannabis here with Rusty Nails himself on Reinvention Radio. More right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Who's the one that's high now?
Contact high, man. You know, a lot of people that smoked marijuana when they were younger and just, I freaked out. The best one is edibles.
Edibles are great because you never think you're high until you're like, holy mother of God.
Because it goes through a whole different
You can't recover.
Yeah. Or you think, I didn't come onto that brownie. And that was an hour ago. Oh, you had another one. Oh, wait, I'm coming onto that one. Oh, no. And then you don't move.
So tell me about the oils.
Enough about my mom.
because essential oils are a big deal in the holistic field. And the secondary market.
Absolutely.
So these are real pure oils. Like the first thing I think of when I smell patchouli is pot.
Yeah. Atta girl. Well, you're getting close then. We're moving
in the right direction.
We might let you in. the oils, again, topical or sublingual or, whether it's just spray it in your mouth type stuff. Not the oil like hash oil, which is good to smoke. It's another way of consuming the product or shatter, whatever. So many different ways to go from zero to stone so fast. I don't like that personally.
Yeah.
I don't know what. There's probably everybody under 40 just left. Oh, man.
I just take the oil, dip it in my finger, yeah. right up the rectum, and then, like, man, instant
there is,
high.
There is that rectal. It looks like a bong, but.
That was a bad visual
huh?
yeah. for me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the plant, some of the Native American tribes are starting to get involved.
We're talking about in the reservoir?
Right there in the yeah. reservoir of Nation. Because you can rent, some people can rent their land to grow the sativa. Mm-hmm. Outdoors, it's a lot easier. And again, that's for the – they can produce the oil cheaper than growing it indoors because you got the, you got to grow the grow lights and you got the hydroponic and you got the thing yeah. and the thing. That's more for the indica, the littler, the shorter plants because mm-hmm. they don't hit the ceiling grow mm-hmm. through. So that's –
kind of always wondered like if you're SDG&E or ComEd back home or whatever. I mean it's just kind of like – so let's see. Neighbor one, $200 a month. Uh-huh. Neighbor two, $200 a month. Neighbor three, $17,000.
yeah.
It's like what on earth is going on in neighbor
red,
right.
yeah, yeah. on the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and they even have solar.
Mm-hmm. yeah. and a license. If you do have your little medicinal license, you can grow up to, I think it's six plants. And
right.
six plants will get you some.
Biggest joke yeah. ever in the history of jokes. I mean, it's just yeah. like if you want to get a medicinal license right. here in the state of California, I will tell that story. Because, Russ, I know you're going to have to jump here. Unfortunately,
yeah.
we're going to have to come back and we will revisit
oh,
this.
Good, yeah.
But if people want to get like more information about you, I know you've got your show, you've got your sites and all that fun stuff.
That's all you need.
So we're
that's really good. Google me.
Yeah,
Google
just
me.
Google Russ. Just, Russ is
Russ.
Funny.
Russ is high.
Yeah, there you go. The website livehighlive.com mm-hmm. and it's spelled just the way you think it is. Livehighlive.com.
So live high live basically.
Live high live. Or
yeah.
Live high live. Depends how high. But I'm trying to bring people in to share information about the medicinal side of it because we all know smoking gets perfect and great and all that. And we don't need to sell that part of it.
Yeah.
It's convincing people that otherwise think that, Reefer Madness was a legitimate documentary and things like that back in the 40s. You know, the word marijuana, though, was actually used by the government to kind of make the Mexicans look bad after the Mexican-American War, and they all just said, you know what, we're sick of here, and they started coming over here, and then the jazz musicians, they're smoking, it's all evil yeah. weed, it's marijuana.
Yeah, it sounds like something like, it sounds like if you had a buddy named Juan,
yeah.
like you'd just be like, just fuck with them, look, oh look, it's Mary, Juana.
Look at him. So in some circles, you say marijuana, they look at you like, oh, that's kind of a, like dropping the N-word. I'm like, okay, well, it's cannabis.
Yeah.
Is the big,
and of course, nicotine and that whole world around cigarettes is perfectly
yeah.
fine for us to take that product and chemically just blow the bejesus out of it
right.
and then put it in something that you can smoke. But marijuana, no. That's not at yeah. all acceptable.
And you compare it to alcohol, we're just nowhere near it. The alcohol-related deaths and injuries and
yeah.
all the other gobbledygots. I don't like being really drunk.
When's the last time that you met a really pissed off dude who was high?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. What was I going to say?
I forgot why I was mad at you. Yeah.
Just give you a hug, man.
yeah.
Just give you a hug. And by the way, this episode of Reinvention Radio is brought to you by the good folks at liquor.com. So,
right.
So thank you very much. But it's true. It's like you get all these alcohol-related deaths and all the alcohol-related
yeah.
like enforcement, and you think of all of the billions of dollars that go into that world mm-hmm. of monitoring what takes place and regulating what takes place with alcohol and all of the taxes and
yeah.
everything else. That if you just simply said, hey, go ahead, Russ, you're jumping out of your chair.
Well, no, you mentioned taxes and what's happening here in California, at least. We'll have a chance to vote on, I think, a 15% tax on marijuana or cannabis and 8% city tax
mm-hmm.
on cannabis. And once the tax gets too high, the people go back to the black market to buy
right,
their
that's
weed.
What I'm
like,
wondering.
I'm going back to George. His weed's cheaper, better, faster. I don't need the distribution network.
Yeah.
Like me. I got a connection.
And SDG&E is like, we are okay with that now.
Yeah.
It's like on one hand, like, now we got to get rid of that black market. And on the other hand, they're like, bring it back.
Yeah. So it's certainly a controversial subject for some people, but really.
Yeah. They're afraid of it. I mean, that's what happens. Is when
yeah.
people don't understand something, they're afraid of it. And nicotine tobacco has been a part of our society for so long that people are just kind of like accepting of it. I think future generations will look back and go, what?
On
earth were they thinking? Where alcohol was okay,
mm-hmm.
tobacco was okay, But marijuana, God forbid, cannabis, you know, the whole nine, like, why? They will look back and they will go, our forefathers were just stupid.
Yeah.
We'll know when it changes when there's a big weed thing on the front of a NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's when we'll know it's finally.
Or the back of a $20 bill. One of the two. It's going to be
in
there.
Weed we trust.
I'm also developing another app that allows you to track ISIS members. They're in public and you can earn points. It's called Pokislam. Thank you. What a great crowd. I'm running off to do another little show. But I appreciate you guys coming in.
All right, amigo. I know you got to jump.
We're high.
We're definitely going to be. That is the plan.
That's all great. For 20 minutes. Do it again.
All right. So hopefully we'll see you at the convention. Thanks, you're going to be at the cannabis convention this weekend, right? So you'll be down there in San Diego. San Diego Convention Center. Yeah. Very cool. All right. I know you're a man in demand. Really do appreciate you stepping by. We'll have to do it when.
Okay,
nice. Cough switch works for you, bro.
Thank you. There it is.
Oh, hello.
It's the popcorn. It's popping.
All right, brother, man. Thanks for stopping by. We will see you. Oh, man. Too fun. All right. So Rusty Nail's dropping by the studio here to talk a little about reinventing cannabis.
He's hilarious, isn't he?
Let's just say that what typically happens when you smoke a lot of weed clearly has not happened to Russ. Because, like, weed's supposed to, like, slow you down and kind of make you a little more chill. As he said, indica in the couch, which, by the way, like, I have been trying to remember for God knows how
long. You
finally
got a mnemonic that
the
works
difference
for you.
Between sativa and indica. So I've just been straight up asking for hybrid because I'm, like, too afraid. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to ask for the wrong thing. So I'm
but
just
now
like,
you have clarity.
So now I have clarity. So now I will be able to say, would you like a sativa and we will be more creative together, or would you like an indica and then we will sleep together? So that's wow. So I know which one I will be giving my wife because
in the couch
one, exactly. And the one for my kids. See, that's the thing is, like, this cannabis convention is open to all ages. How would you feel about bringing Portia and Sterling to the cannabis convention? Just out of curiosity.
I think I'd be okay because of this educational part of it. They know Russ. And if he would, like, teach them about it, then it's up to them to make good choices, which mommy would say, not until you're out of college, you know, because I'm a freak.
But that's the thing, right? So it's like, would you, knowing that there are medicinal benefits to it, if she did, like, let's just say Portia had something going on, that there could be a medicinal benefit, something that would help with whatever that condition is, would you, at this point, say...
The oils... I don't know about the smoking the pot, but I don't know. You guys, I'm really, like, a naive, sheltered, weird person.
No, it's not that. It's an education
thing. Yeah, I'm not educated on it at all. I just remember in high school, we had this little courtyard, and there would be certain kids that would always go outside and smoke cigarettes, and I think they were possibly smoking pot. I don't know.
Yeah, the odds are probably pretty good that if they were smoking cigarettes and they were in high school, then they were probably smoking pot
some of that time as well.
And actually, I bet you Kelly's got some input on that. And, you know, I can kind of picture Kelly sitting around. I bet you Kelly sits around and pulls out the bong every now and again and gets baked out of her mind. That's
Kelly?
I think Kelly
does. How else does she make it through listening to this show?
How else does she make it through, like, working with me for this? Well, actually, and she's worked with you for, that's the secret right there. That is the secret. All right, so if you guys want to join in on the conversation, it's 866-977-2346. So again, 866-977-2346, and you're going to hit number one there. But, Rich, let me ask you this, man. So first of all, do you and the girlie smoke together?
No.
Have you ever smoked together?
Yes.
And how long, when was the last time you guys, when's the last time you and Trish?
Long time. Set,
really?
Yeah, long time.
Why? Not saying that
we're
there's anything wrong with
we're
not.
We're like tag team parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been at least 3 years.
It's been, yeah, I mean, it's been.
Four?
Long, yeah, more.
Well, she's I'm thinking pregnant. The first, all right, then there is that period of time as well. Okay, so at least 4 years. And if you go through the, but did she
take
drink?
Us back to PB.
Did she drink wine? Like, would Trish have a glass of wine or a beer while she was pregnant?
No.
No, not at all. Did you, Mary, do you remember, did you have a glass of wine or would you drink a beer or
My
anything while you were?
Second pregnancy, toward the end, I would allow one red glass of wine on Friday night.
This was like a self-imposed kind of thing. Like, I've done the research. She's in the third trimester.
Yeah, I mean, I was roughly around that, maybe toward the end of the probably eighth month or something. Just one little, and it was funny because that was like okay, I'm done. That's way plenty. Just one little taste change for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Lena had wine. I think she had wine. I gotta think back on it. I think she had wine while she was pregnant. And it's like, why is that okay? Because I believe, if I remember correctly, I don't remember off the top of my head what the study was, but I think there was a study where they talked about how, like, even like a glass of wine a day while you're pregnant is fine. I don't know. Let me see if I can find that on the break. But really interesting stuff here with Rusty Nails, who just left us as Reinventing Kennerish here on Reinvention Radio. Man, look at you go, brother. All right, we'll talk to you guys. Well, actually, we'll talk to you in the next segment. We'll be right back.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We got a full house once again. Mary Goulet, Richote, and Rusty Nails decided that he really had to go get high.
So, no,
he had another gig he had to run off to. And so as a replacement, we've got the cannabis expert himself, Wade Taylor.
What
exactly? Now you were telling a story. What movie was that in with the couch?
What?
Is that how you think high people act? I'm just curious. What? Like, is that how you?
That... Well, I always thought I could produce a radio show here on WS Radio
show.
Yeah, about cannabis. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, I'd only need to produce one episode because they would never remember from week to week that they saw that show.
That's like, it's so bad. It's like my wife and I, and Rich, I was asking you this before, and Mary, we know your answer. And Kelly has never, just for the record, Kelly has never, ever smoked pot. I have that. I have a text, and that's directly from her. So she has never, ever, ever, ever smoked pot, so we're good on that. But that's what happens with the wife and I. So we will smoke together, which, of course, I believe that the couple that gets high together flies together. And I've said that before, and I will repeat that, as opposed to some other things that couples do, and then things don't happen in the way that
did
they
you say
might
fly
should.
Together?
I did.
Aww.
You like that, don't you? That's that's an Olscher-ism thing right there. Okay, so... But that's exactly what happens. Like, we'll hang out, we'll get high, and then we'll start watching something. And, like, literally, she'll fall asleep within, like, the first 10 minutes, and then she'll wake up, and then, you know, she'll watch, like, 4 minutes, and then she'll fall asleep. And so by the time it's all said and done, she has no clue what she saw, and we'll have to watch the whole episode again. And this will happen, like, 4 or 5 times before I'm like, all right, forget it. Just done. You watch it on your own time, and we'll get together at some
point. So do people react differently to smoking pot? Like...
Versus?
Well, I mean, like... Maybe you stayed awake the whole time and she fell asleep?
You know, I the answer is yeah. I think that it goes back to genetics to some extent, right?
It gives her the in the couch.
And I love that. The indica is the in the couch. Now, I will remember that forever. But yeah, I do think that that different people can react to the same exact strain very, very differently. And I'll give you an example of that as we compare it to alcoholism as well. But you are, what is it, Wade? You're jumping.
Well, this is something that always surprises people. The other day, I interviewed Medical Marijuana Incorporated, and they talked about the oils and everything they make. So what you have to recognize is no drug can have an influence on you unless your body has a receptor for it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we have cannabinoid receptors built into our body means that we've got a evolutionary history.
Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility.
So the question to you, Mary, is have you gotten enough to satisfy your body's cannabinoid receptors?
Right. You may actually be doing a disservice. Your body
may actually be letting your body down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you. So the answer is yes, obviously, then you have.
Exactly. And then so to your question is, so since it's part of the body, then different bodies are going to act differently and you'll have individualized responses.
Yeah, I think that my wife's father was an alcoholic. And I believe quite strongly that is passed down into the genes. I mean, they talk about generational alcoholism, right? How could it be generational? Is it just because – and then it's a nature-nurture thing, right? We've talked about it a couple of times. But is it then because it's in the DNA and so you are then prone towards drinking? Or is it because you saw that person drinking so much and since that person has so much of an influence over your life that you then figured, hey, if it was okay for this person who I love and respect to do it, then it's okay for me to do it as well.
Well, there's a familiarity that you're talking about the second part, but why do other than Northern Europeans not drink milk? Their bodies didn't adapt to handle that. So you can have within your body something genetic that says, if I get alcohol, I'm going to react this way to that substance that can be different than somebody else with a slightly different genetic makeup.
So that's a physiological...
Correct. And then on top of it, are you normalized to it? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm used to everybody drinking, where somebody that never was around anyone drinking, well, that's a foreign concept to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So both.
Yeah.
Per rich.
Yeah, because I know like when my wife drinks, like I get scared. Like I know for a fact that if she drinks like a drink like a Cosmo or something like that, she has a much different reaction than if she has a glass of wine. And an ounce is an ounce is an ounce.
Just
so
one?
They say, well, yeah, even just one, man. So like if like literally I can see the mood kind of kick in. And she'll be like, yeah, honey, I'm home. Will you make me Cosmo? I'm like, fuck, really? That's what you have a taste for right now? No, I – and then I just kind of do other things until she gets mad and just like goes and pours herself a glass of wine. And I'm like, victory. Yes, I have accomplished
I will drink wine, but I don't drink alcohol. Liquor. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So the question then becomes with cannabis, with the different strains of marijuana and so on – can people react differently to the different strains and can people react to the same strain in different ways? And the answer, I believe unequivocally, is yes. So you have smoked or you have not smoked, Wade? Of course you have. Look at you. You're high right now.
I'm from Oklahoma, right? We grow weed there on a regular basis.
And that's
the government required that farmers in Oklahoma – now this is World War II for rope for the Navy, but that's beside the point. Okay.
And get a good old lesson every time.
Right. And your forefathers never stopped. They were like, they're like, no, it's okay. We've got what we need now. We're fine. They're like, no, we got like acres and acres and acres of. So that explains actually quite a bit.
I definitely did not smoke marijuana whenever I did not have access to marijuana. We can make that as a definitive statement.
That's safe to say. Now, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that we could do a network, and I've talked about this before, but I think there could be a channel. Like literally where we just take the different types of people and the different professions and we just throw a topic in the mix and we get them really high. So we could do like, you know, DJs getting high. We could do like attorneys getting high. These would all be individual shows and take the same topic. It's just like how the alcohol and the marijuana, you know, like what happens if you throw that in the mix. So we could say, you know, hey, here's the topic. And then we're going to get like senior citizens getting high, like old people getting high, right?
Do you want to do the realtor one, Mary?
Well,
yes,
that's a great idea.
I'm so not, this is just, I don't know.
Realtors getting high.
Check out this house. This backyard. This is killer.
I think that's great. That would be like, and then we will film that. And that will be like your promotional reel for that house. I think that's a great idea. Is that a no?
I'll ask Dave about that.
The whole deal would be from the perspective of somebody laying on the ground looking up at the sky.
Right. All right. So let's ask this, because the question has to be asked, which is, if we look at the political landscape right now, if one or the other gets elected, does marijuana get legalized on a national basis? So do you think? I mean, I think if Trump gets elected, it probably gets repealed, if anything, and they try to take over some of the states again. But do you think there's a chance that it could be elected? Do you think legislation would pass on a national, on a federal level, to basically approve and pass and say, you know, hey, this is
I think it's
going to
stay on the state by state.
You think
basis.
It'll stay on the state
but
by
you know
state?
What's so funny? If they're having a humongous convention next week,
they are.
It's already happening.
You know what I mean? State by state, it is, for sure.
I think it's going to stay that way. Federal's not going to say anything yet.
What do you think, Wayne?
Well, you have to look at the political landscape. If Trump wins, that means conservatives across the board are probably going to win. If Trump loses, that means we have a Democratic Senate, and we may have a Democratic House of Representatives, if not closer.
Yeah.
If the Democrats are in power, we've got a path towards that. Mm-hmm. If the Republicans get in power, then they're going to shut it down. So keep in mind, Trump getting elected will be reflective of everything else happening in politics.
Yeah, my hope is that if he gets elected, then at least on the local level and on the judicial, you know, on the legislative level and whatnot, that we bring in so many other types of folks to defeat anything that he would bring to the surface, because people will be so damn scared.
That's not the way it's going to work.
I know, but it's probably not.
It's all about turnout. If the turnout is Trump-oriented, it's going to be Trump-oriented down the line.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest that we all write in Cheech and Chong as the president and vice president for the United States of America in 2016. All right, guys, we will talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio.
Dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.